It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now, and my wife Lindsay is filling in for Alex, who's at a wedding out in California for the next couple of days. That being said, for today, we're going to do AMA, Ask Me Anything, but it'll be with my wife, Lindsay. So you can ask her about me. I mean, you obviously hear me talk about her all the time on the air. Maybe it's something you want to ask her about, what she think about Alex, pork chop, just in general. Only questions you're not answering is how much money I make, and other than that, I think I'm wide open. I don't know what she'll answer, but she might have some nose. But get on our Instagram story right now and follow us at Joe and Alex Show so you can take part in Ask Me Anything. We'll also take your calls too. Our number 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I'm a dog daddy. My wife Lindsay, she's a dog mom. We had our dogs Benny and Paddington. I know producer Porkchop, you got dogs and cats. You got a full house over there, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
What do you got? Like,
I've got a cat and a dog.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, my cat's name is Tony.
Hey, Tony.
And my dog's name is Chloe. She's half mini pincher, half chihuahua.
Well, tell me if, God forbid, those animals passed away, if you would do this. Okay, I'm sorry to make it so sad, but there's a college student in California who's a taxidermist and is turning dead animals into teddy bears.
Into a teddy bear.
Could you imagine our dogs being a teddy bear, Lindsay, if they're dead?
I mean, I snuggle up with them every night, so.
No, I wouldn't and I couldn't. I think it's a great idea. Some people could probably use that, like our guy yesterday.
Yeah, which is crazy for Ask Alex. This guy had a cat, which he named Dog, which is where it gets confusing, and it's been dead for like a week sitting around the house, and the girlfriend's like, what the hell are you going to do with that? You can check out the podcast at joeandalexshow.com. But the reason I bring this story up is a 25-year-old woman. She's called a rogue taxidermist out in California, and she focuses on the artistic side of the industry instead of just petrified animals mounted, you know, like a trophy on the wall. Her animals are soft and arrangeable like teddy bears. I don't know how she does that, but I guess maybe you could move the arms and the legs? That's so weird. Most of them are sourced from people in her network of animal lovers around the U.S., including grieving pet owners who don't want to say goodbye to their animals. If you asked for this, Lindsay, I would say hell no. I love our dogs, but I'm not going to have a stuffed animal of my dead pet around. That right there, to the extreme.
Yeah, I like the idea, and I think that there are people who would go for that. I think for me personally, it would be too weird. As much as I love our dogs, I love them more than anything. But
well, I know you love them more than me. That's been apparent before. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear we're on the same page. Hey, let us know. Would you have your animal that you love, obviously, dog, cat, whatever it might be, put into like a teddy bear? Would you actually, you know, if it was a decent price, pay for that? Let us know. Give us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Also coming up on The Garbage, could this childhood favorite of mine be the next TV show to get a reboot? I desperately hope so.